The name of my story this morning is The Lower Shelf. Aunt Gertrude loves her family. They are a tall, proud family of giraffes. She especially loves her sister, Wilma. They were tiny little sisters together. They grew up in Africa. In fact, you can see the part of the family that still lives over near Dar es Salaam, way over there in the east. Yeah, they live in Tanzania. But back to her family here. So this is her sister, Wilma, and Wilma's husband, Walter. Mwakasunga is their last name. And they are the parents of Elizabeth, who, as you know, is in second grade. And then Edward and Ella, the twins. They are still babies. Yes. That's about it for who Aunt Gertrude loves. Mostly she does not care for bears. Well, except Pastor Glenn. He's a good bear. Yes. And potatoes. She didn't have much time for potatoes. And gators, alligators. Who could love an alligator? Good grief. Yes. You could, yeah.
No, I love that.
Good. I'm glad.
I love bunnies.
The bunnies, ah. No bunnies in the story today. How about if you sit down so people behind you can see? Generally, Aunt Gertrude thinks that horses are pretty okay, but she does especially like Pastor Ed and his family, yes. And then there are people. Oh, at one time, Aunt Gertrude thought that Elizabeth should not be allowed to play with Barabbas. After all, he has to live with his Uncle Floyd because his father was in jail. Now his father is in California. He's the janitor at Disney Internet Group on Lancashire Boulevard out there. And Barabbas has that nasty scar on his face. It just seemed like not a good person for Elizabeth to play with. But then because of a series of unfortunate events, Aunt Gertrude, and that's a whole other story, has come to care deeply for Barabbas. And of course, everyone loves Uncle Floyd. Yes. All this to say that Aunt Gertrude has a lot of opinions about who is lovable and who is not lovable. In her opinion, it just keeps most of the characters on a lower shelf, except those she approves of may sit on her shelf. Here is a photograph of the shelf I'm talking about. You see, where they live when they're not in the story on Sunday morning is on shelves in a closet. And her shelf is at the top, right as it should be. She would prefer not to be with others on a lower shelf. The lessons this morning talk about how we people sometimes behave a bit like Aunt Gertrude. And sometimes we put some people on an imaginary lower shelf in the closet where we live. It seems to me that whenever we do that, when we put others on a lower shelf, if we look closer, we might be surprised to see that Jesus is on that lower shelf with them. Jesus has loved all of us. Bears, potatoes, horses, people, giraffes, alligators. We are called to do the same, to love everyone on all the shelves. The end.